The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So let's understand how love works, okay? Any positive qualities, we have established the importance of hub, the importance of love. Any positive quality that we have must be naturally emitting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a philosophical concept, okay? That it's not possible for that which is recognized and accepted and understood as a positive quality for it not to be present in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the giver of all qualities, right? And so hub is one of those qualities that we understand its importance. God has described for its importance. Therefore, love starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why one of His names is that He is what? Habib, right? He is Habib. This is why Allah is Habib. He is Muhib. Muhib has different meanings, meaning the one who is loved, Mahbub, and the one who does the loving. This is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But how does God's love work? Now pay attention to this. God's love starts with His love for Himself. The primary love is God's love for Himself. Now, what does that mean, right? Love, we love, what is love, right? Like, what do we love? We love something, and just pay attention. We love something that we perceive and recognize within that thing qualities of perfection and beauty. Correct or no? Right? We love that thing in which we can recognize and perceive and understand within that thing that there are qualities of perfection and beauty in that thing. Because no one loves that which is imperfect. No one loves that which is not pleasant, not beautiful. Now, what we think is beautiful changes from person to person. Sometimes even people who have bad vices, why do they love those vices? Because at that moment, they think that there is some form of beauty in that vice. It gives them certain pleasure, and so they are attracted to that. But as insan, as human beings, or just in general, we only love that which we perceive within it qualities of perfection and beauty. Okay? There is no one more beautiful and more perfect than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agreed? And His ability to perceive and understand His own beauty and perfection is the highest form of perception that there is. Hence, His love for Himself is the greatest as well. You get that or no? Yeah? It's important. It's really a beautiful concept, okay? Loving oneself, hubbu dhat, is a naturally occurring phenomenon. We've touched upon that in so many lectures, right? But the way it's a naturally occurring phenomenon is because it begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His ability to recognize His own perfection is far greater than any other creation. Hence, His love for Himself is the greatest. Okay? Then, this love that is with God, He then shares it with people. Okay? The way God is merciful, He shares His mercy with people. God is loving, He shares His love with people. The categories of love that God gives to His people fall into three categories. The first category is general love. General love, now don't we just, it can't be trivialized. This love is still very powerful. It's through this love that God provides to every creation, be they believers or not. It doesn't matter. God will provide for them, sustain them, nourish them, Why? Because God loves His creation. Never think that God dislikes His creation. It's the creation that turns away from God. God doesn't do that, right? And so there's this general love that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys. Then there is a second category of love, which is a special love. This special love are for those who reciprocate their love back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? You understand or no? These are for us, we can say, the believers, who do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Right? They take care of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be taken care of. And how do we know what He loves? It's not a mystery. When we read the Quran is full of examples of the things that God loves. For example, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. God loves those who turn back to Him. And God loves those who are in a state of cleanliness. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. God loves the God conscious. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He loves those who do good. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ. What's interesting here, so there are many examples of the things that He loves. But when it comes to the things that He does not love, and He does not like, He doesn't say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ. He doesn't say Allah dislikes, detests these things. He still comes from the perspective of love. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. It's a very beautiful way. He doesn't like those who are unjust to others. Yeah? It's a very beautiful way, right? Like when you love somebody and you can say, I dislike this. Or you say, Baba, I really don't like when you do this. There's a difference in that. And look at the way God talks to us. Yeah? Inna Allaha wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. Wallahu la yuhibbul zalimeen. So many times in the Quran, Allah tells us very specifically that which He loves and that which He does not love. For the people who follow this to the T and say, you know what? I am going to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and I am going to not do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love. They earn this second category of love, which is known as the special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third category of love, now this is where it's really important. This is the perfect love that God gives. Okay, so we said there's a general love, then there is a special love, then there is a perfect love. Now when we say the perfect love, this is the love that God gives in its perfect form. Now this is not all the love that God has, of course not, right? But this is all the love that one has the capacity of handling. It's a big difference, yeah? God's love is there. Sometimes because of our own actions, we are not ready to absorb this love of God. But there are certain individuals who can take all the love that God is sending down for them. Now we had said, okay, that love is given or love is felt for that in which we can understand qualities of perfection and beauty in that thing. Understood? That's what we said love was. There are people who, because of their perfection and beauty that God recognizes, He sends more love towards them. And there has not been a more perfect and more beautiful human being than Rasulullah. Hence, the love that God sends to the Prophet is the most perfect and most kamal form of love, which is why Rasulullah is known as Habibullah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.